this piece is mukdash to a comment that somebody made to me yesterday that he's not looking forward to Rosh Hashanah, and you know, scared. He heard a shmooze and somebody said that if you don't become like Rabbi Yashiv, so then what's this there? That's a terrible thing. So straight away is dover nochetz to make something very clear. In the Ha'ara, what the Yisaidus of Rosh Hashanah are. Try to be the Makasha, the Parshias, Kseitzi, Kitzovin, Kitzovin, Vayelech, to answer up, you know, to answer up such a, I have no words for it. But the emphasis that the Yisod of this, where such a comment comes from, Be'etzim, Lefi, Chas V'Sham, I'm sure the person meant it good, but it's Be'etzim a comment that is a Shtikl Mushrish, in how Amalek has seeped into Klal Yisrael and is slavish even in Dvarim Shebe Kedusha. Because the Yisod starts really early in Kiseitze, but the Etzem on Nitzavim Ayom, Atem Nitzavim Ayom, we have to understand the first thing is why for the Mitzvah of Tshuva, which is Parshas Nitzavim, why for the Mitzvah of Tshuva does it say Atim Nitzavim Kulchem Ashechem Shivteichem Shayv Mechazik water carriers and wood choppers? Why does everybody have to be lined up? And then later in the parasha comes the Shabta, the pasuk of Tshuva according to the Sam Rishonim. And also, what's the Mishaki Korav Elecha Dove Ma'oid, which goes on the Mitzvah of Tshuva according to those Rishonim? Leficha Lovcha Lasoisoi. What's the Havimina Loiva Shemaimi Keilutz and Shemaim Loi Meiva Yomi Keilutz Meiva Hayom? No, Kikorav Elecha Dove Ma'oid. Mikorav Ma'ikasova. Why should I think it's Meiva Layam? Why should I think it's B'Shemaimi? What's the Havimina that it's B'Shemaim? And have to go, so I'm saying the Kilo, a person would be Muchan even to go to Shemaim for it. It's a funny thing. Kilo, the Mitzvah of Tshuva starts off with a Shlili. Loy, it's not over there, it's Mamish at your doorstep. So what's the Yisod? The Yisod Adova is that, you know, in Parshas Kiseitze, the way the parsha runs, discussed it. The way the parsha runs is an oifen of mitzvah gereres mitzvah and aveir gereres aveir. In other words, one small thing gets another one. That's how the seidah parsha works. Mitzvah gereres mitzvah. The end of parsha Kiseitze is Amalek. So what's the shaykh of Amalek to mitzvah gereres mitzvah? But the answer is that the clip of Amalek. We know that the clip of Amalek is the one. Is Esav says Yeshli Rav. In other words, Yosef Masha Nitzorech. Yaakov says, Yishli Kol, Samech V'chelkoi. Esav says, Yishli Rav. How do you think Esav says, Yishli Rav. Rav, Habe, Yosef. In other words, Esav is the one who's Amalek, and Esav the one who's Mazalzel in Kleina Zachan. They're the one who are not Machshiv Kleina Zachan. So in his Gashmias, it means he's not Machshiv Kleingeld. He needs big money. But in Ruchnias, the clip of Amalek that seeps into Klal Yisrael is the feeling that Amalek gives Klal Yisrael, no, Astagatina Mitzvah. So you did it some mitzvah, you know. So vuz bist kilu, not in terms of lafuki gaiva. If I care to make it zebrochen, make it zebrochen that he feels hasn't got anywhere in Yiddishkeit unless he's arrived by shleimus. He feels he hasn't got anywhere in Yiddishkeit unless he's b'shleimus. That's the clip of Amalek. Amalek, the clipper of Yeshli Rav, the clipper of Gdelas Bias Enes of Shleisa Rosha, the clipper of Esav says it's not enough. I need another yid to bow down to me. And that clipper is a clipper in Gashmis that he needs all the covered and all the dus and everything. In Ruchnis, the clipper is not being Samech Bechelke in Ruchnis. Like the Heilige Radomsky, the Tiferes Shlomo says, Eza Osha Samech Bechelke works in Ruchnis as well. And a person has to know that he has to be Samech Bechelke what he has. The whole sort of looking over, Kina Seifim Tav Chachma is somebody on your own level, somebody basically on your own level, similar to your friend from school, and that doesn't any of Kina Seifim Tav Chachma. But Amalek, his clip is, he tells you Keilu to quote that Bocha, that anyway is not like Rabbi Yashiv, so what are we already? That's what he heard. So that's Mamish, to a certain extent, the B'chin of Amalek. You know, either you have everything or nothing. Kol Zein Ein Shoveli. That's a Kol Zein Ein Shoveli. Oh, Hashem. If only the Rebbeinu Shlom Chas V'Shalom would put a person in one day, Chas V'Shalom, in jail, he hasn't got his tefillin and he hasn't got kosher food, he hasn't got any svarim with him and he hasn't got this and he doesn't remember the davening and he can't learn, and then the next day he'll be released. It'll already be machshev what it means to put talis on in the morning, to put tefillin on in the morning, and to learn Torah. What do you mean a person? The chalzin and the shoveli is coming from mamish eshrek lechazach. Every mitzvah is nitzchias. Every mitzvah is a big thing. A person has to be a samech v'chelka with every single mitzvah he does. That's the sod of Amalek versus Mitzvah versus Mitzvah. After Mechis Amalek, verstehst du how much a small thing is, how much a where small thing, where a small mitzvah leads you, and that makes a person feel he's an Oishah. Look, I was Mekayim a mitzvah, and a mitzvah is Nitzchis, it makes a person feel he's an Oishah. And then he can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Simcha B'Tuv Leivov. So straight after Kiseitze, Mamish B'Smichas, immediate Smichas to the parish of Amalek, comes V'Hoya Kisov as a mitzvah Bikurim. Here you have B'Samigdash Amalek, Kesev Azov, the Koinim. Here you have a man, Agamsa procession, with ribbons and gold and silver and a nice platter. And what's on there? A grape! A pomegranate! What's the big deal made of it? Agamsa Masechta! Agamsa Masechta! And when you bring it, like we discussed last week, Me'atzeres Atzukas is a man of Simcha. What's the big Simcha over here? The big Simcha is, Sido Koinim, they're the whole day in the Beis HaMikdash. You're the farmer, you're working outside. And gets a brochen. You haven't got shaychus to the Beis HaMikdash. You haven't got shaychus to the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is waiting for your grape. Faked, the Heilige Meshi Eloach says that he gadati ayoyim l'Hashem l'kecha. He gadati is loshen ha'goda. Ha'goda is loshen ha'dvarm koshim kigidim. Koseim al Beis Yaakov, the sagad of Yisrael, dvarm koshim kigidim. So he says that ke'ilu, the farmer is giving musa to the coin, dvarm koshim kigidim. Look how far I am away. And I've still got shaychus, just like you've got shaychus. I've also got shaychus. That's the mitzvah of Bikurim. That's the whole mitzvah of Bikurim. That brings a yid simchah nevoid to Hashem. Samach to b'chol atoyf. It means samach v'chelkoy. You zoicha to mitzvah, you zoicha to trumas ha-maisrus, you zoicha to all the mitzvahs. Every yid has to know wherever he is, that's his tafkid, and to be samach v'chelkoy with the avoid of Hashem that he has in that. And that's every yid. When you're moving apartments, so you haven't got a daily schedule. So you're going to say that you're going to, and you mamish hear people saying that. I always tell Bachar Michais in Yeshiva University. So when there's finals, there's less time to learn. So many of them Michal don't learn. So I tell you, you got a morning seder, you got a night seder. You might have to shrink the morning seder, you might have to go to the night seder. I always tell them you have to go to the night seder. Either there's no time. Sit down and learn for 5 minutes. No such thing as missing night seder. The whole vod comes from an Amalek Dikazach. If you go and have your 2 hours, then there's no night seder Michal. So then don't learn Michal. Where's the svar? There's no svar. There's no svar. That's a Malik. A yid has to know. Today I've got other things in my head. I've only got 10 minutes. I have to be Samech V'chelke with that 10 minutes. And you'll see that with that 10 minutes, can make the change, can make the change in your whole life. As I told you before already, a Bochel Amshon Rebbe sent me, that they told him to learn a Perek in Yeshua. And then he was learning in Yeshiva where they pushed him and he was mamish suicidal. They got him to the Amshon Rebbe. The Amshon Rebbe sent him to me. And Kilu the Rebbe said, you know, this is an emergency case. And Imam just sat down with him. And that's exactly what the whole problem was. He was learning in the yeshiva. I'm not saying the name of the yeshiva, but it was an Israeli yeshiva, American program. And it was full of lachats, Kilu, a huge base of men. Israeli, they put him in a lachats. And he was different from South Africa. He needed to play basketball. He's different, finished. And the whole thought was that you've got to integrate. And if you don't integrate, this Dagunish. He was mamish suicidal. So I gave him a little pocket of Yeshua. He still has it. And I said, close your Gemara, learn a Perek of Yeshua. And I met him at his chasna a year later. I didn't know who it was. I went to the chasna, got the invitation. He told his kala at his chasna, this saved his life. Bit of Tehillim, a bit of Sefer Yeshua. What was the whole vort over there? The whole vort was that they were pushing him to become like the Israeli. They were pushing him to become like something he's not. He's not. He's from a very big house in South Africa with a big garden. He's got tzrachim that they don't even know about. How can you can't push? Everybody's got to be b'samech v'chelka. I told him to do whatever. The old fight, he left and sent him to Medrash Shmuel, and he went to me. Today's a coining one. He's in Russia early shit. And this is example after example after example. Now, in your present situation, learn one mission and be happy, and you'll see it'll be gorera. So you see it'll lead to everything. If not, if it's everything or nothing, then it's a kolzein and a shav v'chas v'shav. That's the mitzvah of Bikurim. That's what the whole Beis HaMikdash was. The whole Beis HaMikdash was the Osher bought a Zah Korban and the Oni bought a flower offering, and the Pasuk says Nefesh Kisakriv. In Vayikra, and Rashi says that the Bein Shalom reckons as if he was Makrivus Nafshoi, so the poor man's Korban Be'etzim got more Chashivus in a way than the rich man's Korban. Why? Echad Marbe, Echad Marbe, Vivad Chichav and Livel Shemayim. Beis HaMikdash is not a place where they get impressed from big. Beis HaMikdash gets impressed, you have to do what you can. Taftin was Mekan. You're an oni, so you can't afford it. You're going to rob the bank to bring a big korban. Baruch Shalom doesn't want that. Baruch Shalom is very happy with you. And that was a place, the Beis HaMikdash was a place that had to teach a bechina of samech v'chelkei. And the oni that came, the farmer that came and bought his bikurim, he came to the Beis HaMikdash to learn to be a samech v'chelkei, dafka, to make a fuss about it. Agamsa, Masechta, procession, they all marched into the Beis HaMikdash. They put nice things on there to realize and to appreciate. to teach him that lesson that you have to be a Samech B'chelkan. If this is your tachlis, the kohen doesn't have nisoyin. Actually, the kohen would go out and spend the whole winter plowing and sowing on this first fruit. Actually, he wouldn't give it to be Kurim. Actually, you're greater than him. That you thought about the Rabbein Shloinim, you thought of the Rabbein Shloinim, and then you bought your first fruits to the Rabbein Shloinim. That's the smichus of Amalek to the mitzvah of Bikurim. And therefore it says, V'samachta b'chol ha-toyif, that's the b'chol. Yaakovinu says, Yeshli kol, samachta b'chol ha-toyif, to be a samech b'chelkoi. If a person samech b'chelkoi, so then taki, it'll be a mitzvah, gereris mitzvah, and then it'll find his way, then it'll be kulei bracha. Last week's parasha, Tachas, the Shloibat of Hashem Nekecha b'Simcha, u'b'tuv leivov, meroiv koil. In other words, the whole Indian of the klolas is you're not happy. You're not happy. The mitzvahs are not making you happy. That's the biggest klolah. That's the klolah. The Nachash also said, just eat one more tree. He made Adam not be a mesamech v'chelkoi, and therefore that's why it was chal on him the oror. Oror is somebody a cursed person is a person who's never happy. That's a cursed person. He can have everything, like the Nachash. He's got everything. He eats offers everything, but he's never happy. He feels like he's got nothing. Samech v'chelkoi was the whole kilkel. So that's the tachas v'shlevatas Hashem lekecha simcha v'tum leivov. That's the sod of Bikurim. That's the sod. So meila atim mitzav mayim kulchem lefnei Hashem lekechem rasheichem shifteichem. Rabbi Shlom says faker. Rabbi Shlom says takad is rasheichem and takad is shoyev memecha and is choyte mitzecha. Atim mitzav mayim kulchem. Everybody's as important by Rabbi Shlom. Each one in who he is does his tachlis properly. This one carries water, and he knows that one of the people can't afford to pay him for the bucket of water properly, so he only takes half price from them. In your tzura, you're like the kohen gadol. Your tzura, you're like the kohen gadol in the Beis Hamikdash. So kulchem, that's the sod of tshuva. That's the sod of nefilas, and that's the sod of yuridus. When a person hasn't got that, So that's the vod. I'm not asking you to be Rabbi Yashiv. I'm not asking you to be out of your reach. I'm asking you to be you. That's what Rabbi Shlom says. If you are you and you're happy with what you're doing, so avada this kinasoy from Tar B'Chochma. But the big yerida and the bigger yerida is when a person feels he's a gunish. When a person feels that you know. So who says Rabbi Shlom? Chas v'shalom. Get to know yourself a bit. Don't try to look b'shamayim. Don't try to look me'evayom. Don't try to think that Rabbi Shlom expects you to be somebody who you're not. Somebody who is beyond your reach. That's the habamina. We ask, what's the habamina? What's the habamina? You have to go up to Shemayim. Terence says, in the midst of truth, it's going on that nekuda. Don't think that you have to go to Shemayim. Taka, there's never too many people who make that a maskana, as one hears. And then, you know, you've got to force people to be something, or you tell them how bad they are, and therefore even the things that they're doing are gunish. Chas v'shalom, mitzvah gres, mitzvah. And a person has to find himself. A person has to know himself. And that's why Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Yitzir's Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon also had hands and legs. He wasn't a head. He was a head with a body. With Ramach Yivarim v'Shesagidim. We know the Rosh is more important than the Raglaim. But the Rosh without the Raglaim is a Baal Mum. What was the Sod of the Bis Hamikdash? The Sod of the Bis Hamikdash is that every little thing is important. So the Bis Hamikdash, there was a Pasul Mum, a Baal Mum. The Kohen might have had a little thing, but the ganze Zach is a Mum. That's the way it works in the Halakha Torah. A person who doesn't appreciate what it means to learn one Mishnah. So the Halakha Stipler, they came in once and he was all besimcha. I'm not sure if he was wearing his Shabbos clothes in the middle of the week. And he had, Mamash, they could see he was a besimcha. He was having a lachaim and eating a siyim. Thought he was zechi finished. Bavli Yerushalmi. He said, why are you making a siyim? He says, on a Mishnah in Chala. He didn't understand this Mishnah. Start gehorvet on the Mishnah Chala. Now Baruch Hashem understood. Somebody who can make a seam over one Mishnah, he'll finish Sheshizidra Mishnah. Somebody makes a seam in a Perek of Gemara, he'll finish Shas. The person who thinks that till he learns Shas, he's an Amoritz and never finish the Shas. Because he can't be a Gornish until 5 years later he gets somewhere. Every word is Choshev. That was the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed. That's why the Kohenim, that's why Tamid Chum were called Soifrim. Why were they called Soifrim? Show you Soifrim Kala Oisis Shematayr. What's a hobby or something? Soifrim Kala Oisis Shematayr. They're called Soifrim. That's the title we give them because they counted the Oisis. You know, the Gemara there in Kiddush, they counted the 5,800 this and 5. What's the Rachmayan nowadays? What are you counting letters for? You're wasting your time. The Teretz says, what's the Sod? The Sod is that to show that you cannot become that Gon Oilam if you don't understand the Hashivas of every Ois in the Torah. If you were looking for a sefer to write a sefer Torah, so let's say a sefer tells you, I'm a mamish excellent sefer. Every letter, say that, you know, letters that I miss out here and there. It's a letter, Shaita Shabailam. There's no Sefer Torah if everything, if you're not machshav every single ois, you don't write every single ois properly, is the whole Sefer Torah is possible. You have to be machshav the ois. Who's a Talmud Chacham? Somebody who can count oisius. That's a Talmud Chacham. What's pshat? Somebody, if an ois hasn't got chashivas to you, so it's impatient. You can't be bothered to count. What are you wasting your time? If somebody understands the chashivas of Yeda ois in the Torah, so every ois is a diamond to him. Every ois is a diamond to him. So then that's why they're called Seferim. Who made it big? Only those who could count every letter. That's the whole story. You know, in the Chumash, Khan, Chatzi Psukim, Khan, halfway through the Torah, what is this? What do you call it? The last lap, you know, like a mile before the end. Halfway through, a third way through the Torah, is that's showing that Chashivas. They've counted, and they know everything with the Yak. That's the Chashivas. That's the sort of Shuvah. That's the sort of Kikor V'lechadol, Moed V'fichol V'lechatzot. Tzavim is a kleiner parasha. Vayelech is a kleiner parasha. In Vayelech, smallest parasha in the Torah, there's the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah. Teach you that yisod. Just like a sofer has to know the chashivas of every ois, every parasha, everything, and then a person can steig. And then that brings a person simcha. And then he can have simcha in his avodas Hashem. The moedik limit. So we know that Rosh Hashanah begins the avodah. We know Chag HaSukkos is the shleimus of, right? The shleimus of the avodah of Tishri. So what's the sod of Chag HaSukkos? That's the sod of Chag HaSukkos. Just like tshuva is that the shoyev mimecha and the choytev etzecha should understand that he's just as good as the rasheichem zeichem, everyone with their tafkid. Same thing on Sukkos. The ein boy tam, the ein boy reach, and the yesh boy tam, the ein boy reach. Ma'agid everything together, and everybody's got the tachlis. Sukkos is megala that everybody has a tachlis. That's the Chag HaSukkos. And what are we doing in Chag HaSukkos? You sit in the sukkah, and everything you do is a mitzvah. Try to be machshiv to a person, to a maleki. Try to be machshiv Chag HaSukkos. You eat, a mitzvah. You walk up and down the sukkah, a mitzvah. You sleep a bit, have a dremel, a kind of mitzvah. Every kazayis, a mitzvah. You think you're out of your mind. That's mitzvahs? Father, this is the shleimus of tshuva. The shleimus of tshuva is, yede kleine zach, gives moedik nachas ruach to Rabbi Yishlom. If you serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu like that, then you're a semeach b'chelkoi. Sukkos is Zman Simcha Seina. From all the Chagim, it's called Zman Simcha Seina. And it was a Zman of Mardik Asimcha. Why was it a Zman of Mardik Asimcha? Because it's a Yom Tov that's Machshiv. A Yom Tov that's Machshiv, every little thing. Mardik Asach. That's the Shleimus of that begins the Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah begins, get to know yourself. And it's Mashal Sukkah where Yid feels the Simcha, where Taka feels he's partaking. And all the Yidin came up to be only the regal. It's Gishmak. That's the sod of these parishes. If Yid has that, and Yid will serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Simcha B'Tuv Leivov, and it will be, one mitzvah will be Gereres, another mitzvah, and it will get very, very fun as Avodas Hashem, and it'll make it till the top. And even when he gets to the top, and let me be Mezalzel Chas V'Shalom, and every little Nakuda that brought him there to that Madriga. And that's the Yisod of Malchus. We know by a king. So every little thing could be a Miridim of Malchus. You don't bow properly, you don't do this properly, you don't yens properly. Everything's a Miridim of Malchus. What's the guy going to tell the king? I only spat in your face. I could have taken a gun and shot you. I'm not married with Malchus. I only spat in your face. What's the sod? The sod is by a king of Malchus of Akul Mashole. Everything has to radiate with my Malchus. Malchus of Akul Mashole. So therefore, if it's the sod of Malchus of Akol Mashallah, nothing must be excluded from the Malchus. If the king can get so angry from the tiniest thing, so Malchus teaches us the chashivas of every little thing. Malchus teaches us that. So that's the Rosh Hashanah, the avoid of Malchus, is to bring the Rabbi Yishlam Malchus of Akol Mashallah. Bring even the little things, even the slightest things, to realize this is all part of the Malchus, and if you don't do this slightest thing, it's merid in the whole Malchus. Just like we don't do one letter properly in Sefer Torah, it's a merida in the whole Sefer Torah. It's a paslus. Malchus is to appreciate every little bunchlam. The drink I had is lakeinu melech oilam that we discussed. And everything is malchus. The person writes down how many things he did for a bunchlam malchus a day, he can get to hundreds every day. And if he doesn't work in that kav, he can think to himself, well, my davening could have been made this. He can mess up his whole day, bring atzus to himself. And that's the sod. of Purim after Mechis Amalek is all the mitzvahs of Purim Kalapushit Yad Noisen and Loik Klein is Achim Shlachmonis. Nowadays we're under the goddess Adam, so Im Shlachmonis have become. But once upon a time, Shlachmonis, Ishli Re'eiv, you know, Asuda, Shtik Fleish, Shtik Kigel, and that's the Shlachmonis. What are you doing with it? That's the mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs Ayom are like that. All the mitzvahs Ayom, Klein is Achim, Klein is Achim. That's Mechis Amalek and Purim. After Mechis Amalek, you realize what it means to make somebody happy. Look how godless it is. The Meshulach comes past and you smile at him, besides giving him money. Look how grace is Achdus is to be Mesameach. Other people and all the things that people look down, Keilu, and give it less chashivas, suddenly on Purim, Faket, that's the whole Sod of Purim. Yomaki Purim Kippurim. Take somebody who doesn't know Torah mitzvahs, describe him how Yom Kippur looks, serious, Kittel, Bisamedrush, Agansan Tug, Agansan Nacht. Describe him how Yiddish Shtiv looks like on Purim. Ask him which is more Halig. Ask him which is more Choshev. What do we know? Yomaki Purim is Kippurim. The biggest Yisod, and Chiyas Amalek is Megala. Suddenly every single little thing becomes Halig, it becomes properly. In the same way as after Mechiz Amalek and Kiseitze, a little pomegranate has so much chashivas. After Mechiz Amalek and Purim, a little shlachmonis, Ishleri Ehu. Zachan, which people are mazalzel all year round, Ishleri Ehu. Who looks at Ishleri Ehu against you? It's Pasnish, Ishleri Ehu. Who am I? Kilo, who are you? You know, like, Ishleri Ehu. Comes suddenly a grosser zach. That's the Yom Tov Purim, and that's the Inyan of Mechis Amalek. Goes even deeper. We know that Yosra Tzadik is compared to fish. I know the fish, we know from Chazal, the fish of a teva, even though they're swimming in the water, when it starts raining, they stick their mouths out of the sea to get a drop. Pelaplaim, they're living in the water, and they're greedy for another piece. That's the soul. So this, the dogim over here is Nimshal, they understand the Chashivas, Mayim is Dach Torah, and they understand the Chashivas of every drop of Torah. So even though they have so much, they're swimming in the water. Nochavot, never more they could simoin for that. And that's how they're Zoicha to that. So that's what Yosef HaTzadik is compared to, Yid Gula Roib, the Kerev Haaretz. The brothers look at Yosef HaTzadik, Chemes HaYetzer, Modern Avoida, Mechemes Ayetze goes into Rabs, and Rashi, everywhere is, Spoyd, Godless Avoyre, Kemuzalzal, Yosef Zavoida, who became the Melech? Yosef Tzadi was one who was born to struggle. Some people's lives, their Avoida is to struggle, Shmir Sinayim, Yetzahor is, they're born to struggle, and the Mezalzal and that, the Molech makes them be Mezalzal. This is Avoida, you're in the Schmitz the whole day long, forget, the other one's in the Bits of Magic Learning, and you're fighting Yetzahor all day long. That's your tafkid. It's the highest, the hechte zach. They were mazalzel Yosef for that. So Yosef becoming the king, Sheikh ben Yosef, that teaches us, fakir, that teaches us a hepech, that teaches us that the fish became the melech. One appreciates, he became the melech. Esav is the fakir. So ein zara shel Esav, neufel elibidei zara shel Yosef. Yosef's chodesh is adar. Yosef's chodesh is the chodesh of Mechis Amalek. Yosef Tzadik brings el agilui, this gewaltige zach. Of Mechemes Hayetz is a big avoida, and everything that you can do in avoida Hashem, you don't have to straight away go to the big things. Everything you do is and that's why his name is Yosef. You add on a bit more. You go Masofa. You go a bit more. Yosef, and that's how you become the Melech. That's how you become the Melech. That's right. Same thing. We know that Yosef Tzadik went to the Dilik jail. Gemara says that Rosh Hashanah, Yosef Tzadik left jail on Rosh Hashanah. Why did he leave jail on Rosh Hashanah? Because that's the tikkun. Yosef Tzadik is the tikkun of Rosh Hashanah. Tzadik is the tikkun of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is where we have to undertake malchus. We have to undertake to bring everything into the malchus, to appreciate everything. That's the avoda in Rosh Hashanah. That's the avoda that we have because Yosef Tzadik, and mainly Yosef Tzadik went to the base of Surim in Rosh Hashanah. Bekiva, Heliger Bekiva, the Shoresh of Torah Shabbal Peh. So when Nero Bekiva became a Baal Tshuva from seeing the drops until it made a hole in the stone. Kiva started learning, he went at the age of 40, he was learning with Kinderlich together, in Cheda, Pasio, Pasnish, learning Chumash, learning Zach, everything was Choshev, every little thing to get to him was Choshev for Kiva. That's the Chashivas, that's the Nakuda. Of even though he became the Gevaltik Rebbe Kiva, the Shosh of the whole Torah Shabbat Peh, which is called Arucham Eretz Midr Chobah Miniyam. It started off, Kiva's whole life in Torah started off drop by drop. If you machshir the drops, you'll get very far. If you're not machshir the drops chas v'shalom, it's a malik and it's a bechin of klala. You won't get anywhere. Chisay on the ayvid. So that's what we makabel. That makes Rosh Hashanah keilu into more into simcha dekadei class as well. Okay, the whole tshuva, the whole din is only why we want machshir it. That's why we had Rosh Hashanah. Even that's such a hoicha day of simonim and minhogim, tapuach bedvash. Minhogim and simonim, kol mine zachen, kol mine minhogim, because that's Rosh Hashanah. That's Rosh Hashanah. And fakir, give it a chashivus. Yirotz mafanach Hashem alakeinu alakeavim. Sheir b'zchu yiseinu, shitamu seinenu. Med Hashem. Mitgevaltig a chashivus. That's the yisod. So zoycha zan emetz Hashem. Have chashivus lima toyev, and always be zoycha, reiz Hashem. To be besimcha, and how to be besimcha? To be besimcha, to be mesamech mechalka. And if we mesamech mechalka in ruchni, it's in the Eibush that helps in the Metzah Shem, that I will have a shana toy v'taka mesuka, I will have a simcha dek a shana of samech mechalka. The same simcha they have when they make a brocha, when they bench, same simcha that they have. It's everything. Then when they're left only with that Rachman Aslan sometimes, and then even that's a simcha. Rosh Hashanah is also, you just saw the new chodesh. It's tiny. That's the sod of Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah, go a bit more. Hold fast, you make about Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh also has to come to the Beis HaMikdash. Kiddush HaChodesh also comes to Yerushalayim, also comes to the Beis HaMikdash. Every little thing. Beis HaMikdash was the one that magnified every little thing to show that there's nothing clean in the woods. Always going to let a yid halavai, he would. They get to Sederach HaOlam. The yid is not always able to have his regular schedule. Some people, they don't have their regular schedule, so there's no schedule whatsoever. Or people are focused the whole time. Only Chedek Ha'in, Shabbat Torah, is the most important part of the Torah. They come 5 minutes before Mincha. Other hastar seder, other hastar garnish. Leibn zemin garnish. The yid has to understand that every little thing is Chedek. Therefore, he's got a minute now to learn. He's got 5 minutes now to learn. He can't learn Bechlal. He can do another mitzvah. What's the Gemara there? The Gemara there that he... who was it? Rabbi Yochanan was it? He stood outside the base of Tfilas. And the women come out, they should look at him. He couldn't learn then, so he used to stand outside there in order that they should look at him so that B'shas Oina, they should think of him, they should think of a tzaddik. You can't learn now, so you can't learn now. But then there wasn't such a thing as Metit Gunesh. Whatever we can do now, we should do. Whatever we can do now, so if it's not learning us, at least another one that says there used to sit down so that when the Chachomim come past, he could be zoicha to stand up. All these inyonim are only people with some fishtan and what it means. Fishtan and what it means to be mezaka, a woman, to think of him, b'shas o'ine, that the children should become tzaddikim. This is what he can do now, that this is the chashas tzach. So it's a ma'adi gazach. See, Rav Steinman, he travels the world, he goes here, he goes there, he's an old man, he's even got the same moichin, the same koich as a nefesh. So he doesn't retire, so titeb is andish. He's not depressed. Now this is the avoida, now the other avoida. He don't fall into a depression. It's an assoyin, but the yid has to realize that echad amabit, the yid has to be who he is at that point. Finished. And if a person the whole time is grumbling, didn't do this, then do this, and Rabban Shalom gave you gesund, but Yibach Hashem, you zoicha to do so many things. It's the same thing with Bilam. Bilam, if you know what you do, Bilam is the Russian Berleah, meaning he's always hungry. He always wants to be Berleah more and more. And what did he say? He said, Korah Shochav, Lovi Miya Kimenu. Rashi says there, Chaparai the Mitzvahs, the Sidayim, and you get up. Rashi says there, it's Mamish Azeh, Lum Azeh. Excitement to get up in the morning like an Ari. Why? Negelwasser. Bilam versteht nicht das einfach. He wants to be Beilea more and more. He was Meramez. Imitin he called Kesel Zor. It means he was Meramez then. He wants more Kesel Zor. So little Meilus. Little Meilus. Little Meilus. So Klai Yisrael is excited with little mitzvahs. That's Mamish Zelu Mazeh. As he said, Pekei Obis, Bilam is Ein Ro and Yaakov, and Avraham Avinu is Ein Toiva. That's Ein Toiva versus Ein Ro. Ein Toiva, Mazach. Our people at Takeo Tain is about Shabbos. So he puts on tefillin. So he shook Lulav. So he stands there, so he made a brach, he shook Lulav. Somebody doesn't have Pnimis HaTorah, they understand it. even if he's even besides the fact a lot of karkafta the lemalchut tefillin, he say even the etzin zach, you know, a mitzvah is a nitzchis to gedach. Showing see, but for showing is only net loyal netzach and tzachim have scha and tiny for mitzvah. Showing, what do you mean showing? Everything you can do with a person, to be makar, to be mezakim, and then obviously the tachlis is that a very mitzvah gerets mitzvah, and not to be mezalzel. Be mezalzel, so then it's you know, in kiruv it's a very great zach. Now some people either make him to have heard this mamish my own ears, either make him to a ventoira, or better he stays where he is. It's chanam sherishes to say such something like that. In other words, or somebody, you know, somebody once said, say that so the makar people, but they remain balabatim. Chmela Shabbos, Shmir, Tarsim Shpocha, no, Tarsim Shpocha, Krisis, Boyan Nida, Chvayis Kalaveris Shabbatoira, Kinchel Shabbos, how many times every Shabbos? No, this is good. If he rents a Balabas, he does none 12 hours a day. So what's the point of keeping Shabbos? If you just carry on the sentence, they make him seem so foolish. Dav Shemfer, that you understand in a Kuda, because he is, yeah, Seyvis to become Frum, you know, Seyvis to become Frum. Come and say to him, Shabbos is a clean zach, Shani Kib is a clean zach, Mitzvah is a clean zach, Tavas and Tefillin every day is a clean zach. What's happening in China? Somebody understands the Pnimis zach. Somebody is the Bilti Hashem Levadayi that understands Malchusei Bakol Mashallah. Understands that every Avera is puzzling the whole Sefer Torah. Every Avera that you have, you can be Matzah Leit from an Avera. Mamish Lahitzi Yochum Yizayla. Kids, it's all negiah to this. if you understand the chashivas of every little thing, then you can go into then you can make bali tshuva, and that's the mitzvah of tshuva. Just like every Eden himself, if he doesn't understand the chashivas, he thinks it's b'shamayim, he won't get that to tshuva. When he understands ki kor v'lecha dov v'moed, then he can do tshuva. Same thing it works with bali tshuva.